The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Goodness, what's a poor soul like you doing out there in the rain? Come in, come in. No, I insist. The Manzur Road becomes dangerous when night falls. All weary travelers are welcome to find respite at my humble old stoop. Let me light the fire. Oh, good Lord! Let me turn it down a little bit. Ah, that? You've got quite a keen eye, haven't you? That there is a book of memories, I suppose you'd call it. You see, back before the Cataclysm, folks used to communicate using things called podcasts. There used to be tens, maybe even 15s. I'm rambling again. You'll have to excuse me. It's easy to get lost in one's memories. Suffice to say, I used to edit I suppose the closest analogy we have now would be, a Bloodsport cage match. Yes, I edited a Bloodsport cage match called Sitcom D&D. For a while, it was the most popular one of the bunch. And it was also the last. You see, I fear the cage match grew too big. It twisted and changed into something different. I have no doubt that the war of this world's undoing began in no small part thanks to our influence. That book is the only thing I have left of the old ways, the last vestige of a once mighty kingdom. Well, yes, I suppose I could read some of it whilst we wait for your tunic to dry. Give it here. A compilation of bloopers from Sitcom D&D Season 4, Chapter 1.
Go get it. It's in the corner.
Wait, do we start with Chip saying the thing? Oh, or sorry. No?
Yeah. Well, that might be easiest, is to start with Chip saying, like, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I love that idea, Ben. You should do that when it's time.
Yeah. And I'll do it even better.
So fun.
Look at this.
Oh, wait, sorry, Ben. Let Chip give a little bit of information. He has to get something out before
okay,
you
yeah, so
this third time is going to be so good, you guys. Yeah.
I think
so.
Sorry. We got a tornado warning. Sorry.
Gary.
That's really scary. That
scared the shit.
What if the back wall just ripped off?
Whoa.
I love you guys.
Love you, Ben.
Good having you on the show.
It's been a wonderful couple of years.
Like and subscribe.
Now I know what you're thinking, but don't you worry. Ben did not fly away in that tornado. No, he ended up perishing in a much sadder, far more gruesome manner. In fact, I do believe it occurred exactly 1 year after that episode was recorded to the day. Struck down in his prime. But no good dwelling in the past. Let's continue, shall we? Chapter 3. Why not Chapter 2? Well, we actually had another editor working on the cage match. She was from Europe. That's what we used to call the Mudwaste Ruins. She and I would edit every other episode. And before you ask, no, I never got my hands on one where Anthony Birch was on as a guest.
It was a point of contention between us, to be sure, but that's all water under the bridge now. Water was a clear liquid we used to have to drink in order to survive. Kind of like Gatorade is now. But where were we? Oh, yes, yes. Chapter 3.
What order should we go in, guys?
I think I could go last.
Ben, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm going to go after Elizabeth.
She said last.
So, Aaron, would you like to do the honors and go first? Strangest way of doing this.
Okay, Chip. My name's Betty Amnesia. Sorry, let me say it without laughing. I hadn't said it out loud yet. Oh, my God. Waleed came up with it. I'm Betty Amnesia. Sorry, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. All right, I'm going to not. Yeah.
Let's go. What's your name again? Ben. That's right.
It's so
easy. What's your name again?
Holy crap. Even on his Zencaster.
What's your name again? I got to get you, non-family, to give this blue salt to our family chargers up front, family.
Just say these words real quick for me, please.
I don't work like that.
Riveting stuff, no? A fun fact, the voice of Betty Amnesia was Erin Keefe, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Amelia Earhart? No. Amelia Earhart was a woman who cut her teeth improvising at Io Olympic in Chicago, only to move to Los Angeles and accidentally hit an old woman with her car. The old woman was fine, but she never quite recovered her reputation, Amelia. She ended up holding a bank hostage and going to prison for a long time. She tunneled her way free. She crawled through 8 miles of human excrement and then ended up on a beach in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. That was Amelia Earhart. I'm quite sure of it. Not the other way around. Shawshank Redemption? Confused. Me? Listen, you little shit. I don't invite people into my home just so they can tell me I'm confused, all right? There's a certain level of decent... I'm all right. Get your hands off me. Just a bit of a cold. Why don't we do one more chapter and then maybe call it a night?
And there's kind of like 3 concentric circles, if you think about it. There's the stairs that lead up to
yawned.
It.
Sorry, just so you know.
Let the record show.
Get to it. I want to go inside this library. I love libraries.
And you're in the library.
No, I want to hear more.
No. Old yawn soil is going
old
off.
Yawn soil.
You didn't have to give yourself that nickname, buddy. You didn't have to do that.
You wanted to say Sawyer, but I
old
love that
soil.
Soil
is funny.
You gave yourself such a mean nickname.
Yawn soil.
All right, this is
get
the baby.
It,
this is the baby replacing me as DM. I'm done.
Okay. No. We want Sean back.
Old yawn.
Old yawn.
Come on.
Sorry, baby. Okay. So the library's big and cool. There's like 3.
Whoa!
I got him back.
I can just picture it perfectly.
4 magnolia trees.
All right. Great.
Prink and
okay, so we're all out of time for this week's episode. So join us next week for the remaining item.
Oh, no.
No, I was joking.
Zootopia. That's a Zootopia.
Okay, so, but are all these things here at the library?
You've seen Zootopia?
Oh, God.
We have to be really careful with starting conversations here with Mr. Evans.
With Chris, yeah. Let me, I can give him invisibility and barbaric inspiration.
Bardic?
Perfect.
I almost am nailing this.
And you guys, wait, what did you do? Sorry, I was trying to look at something else. But what did you do for him?
Chip stabbed him with a knife.
No, he just put a fake mustache on himself.
Yeah, I just put a mustache on myself.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
That's really funny. And we all love that, and we're all having fun. She just told me her name.
Oh. Wow. What is it? What is it?
Waleed.
The tree's name is Waleed?
Yep.
Wow. That's a beautiful name.
It looks like as if Roz from Monsters, Inc. could kill four people without even getting out of breath.
So like the monster from Monsters University at the library.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
It's this.
I want really. <It's this. Oh, that's so cool. Hold on. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, you know what? I have seen this.
That's hysterical. I
have seen this, and I have stolen this, and I forgot. That's so funny. Yeah, it's this thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun.
So look up Monsters University Librarian.
What's that? Oh, my apologies. I was just lost in thought. I had forgotten what their laughter sounded like. Seems so strange to hear this group so joyful. Sometimes I still feel like I can hear Elizabeth in the walls. Anyway, I'm quite tired. Would you mind please going to bed now? Well, all right, I can do one more chapter, but this is the last one of them. This next bit is actually from the conversation the group had before this episode. Most of it was cut out for time, but I decided to include it for posterity's sake.
Before we hit record, y'all started talking about a D&D campaign involving children, question mark, and we screamed save it for the pod. So I do want to know what the details on that are.
Well, okay, I don't know. It was definitely interesting, but Jeff ran it and it was like, truly, was it 10 kids or 9 kids? It was too many kids.
Oh my God.
Jeff.
It was like,
what a nightmare.
I didn't even pick the kids.
I honestly
kept coming.
I don't know
these kids.
I should share some photos with you guys, just like obviously not going to share it for distribution because it's other people's kids, but it's just truly.
He's yelling at kids.
Well, you know,
it was truly so cute.
I mean, the kids were full of energy. I think the hardest part a little bit was the parents that brought them sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. They got involved.
Is this real?
There was one time where we went to a bar, not even thinking about it, like the pub, the inn.
Wasn't like one time. It was like the first.
The first thing time, yeah.
That happened. And go ahead with the story because it's so funny, Jeff.
We go into the bar and I'm just trying to get them to go to a meeting room to get some info. And they're all like, I want to order a beer. And they're
literally
all
every
like,
kid is trying to order a beer.
But they don't have beer here, do they? No, they don't, right?
And the parent, it was just so funny because each kid was trying to ask for a beer in a different way.
Yeah.
And Jeff would be like, there's no beer at this distribution center. And then they like changed the way they asked it. And it was like all 10 of them were trying. Finally, the parent was just like, okay, why are these kids fixated on beer? It's just hot chocolate. And it's just like, I don't know, it was kind of lame. I mean, I'm not a 10-year-old. Was like, that was like frustrating.
Wow, the youth but is
it
different.
It sounds like those kids really get D&D, which is ruining the life of your DM. That's the point. So they get it.
Honestly, they were nailing it. The first time I played just with Joe, Peter, and the kids, they killed the bartender. And it's just like, the bartender was literally just like, we're closing up. You go outside. Not today, bartender.
Yeah. Well, it was just so cute. And a lot of people didn't like, we basically invited any kid that dressed up as some kind of Harry Potter character the Halloween before at school and just kind of like, you know, the big readers in class and stuff. And one of the couple, this is hot gossip from the classroom. Ooh. But two of the kids were like dating.
But which meant nothing. Like it was like you would not know the difference. But the one of the kids brought the other one. Like filled out her character sheet. Like the first day they were just doing characters, and he was like, "I filled out your character sheet," and she literally didn't even glance at it.
Yeah, I think I think the next week he's like, "So you can use that as an NPC if you want." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, man."
I also bonded with Aaron when we started this show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I've never glanced at my sheet. I don't even know what D&D is.
And then I had Aaron playing a cleric named Rapunzel, and didn't stick.
And then one kid was just like, he was into it, but like he never really got like too creative. So every single move, he'd be like, "I'm just gonna go with my classic." Hit him with a hammer.
Yeah. And another kid that only wanted to farm. Like, he's like, "Is there a farm? Can I plant some potatoes?"
Okay, that kid I love.
I just remembered that there's 10 of them. There's 10 of them.
They all have their own wants. So like, "I want to plant potatoes. I'm too old. I'm going to go to sleep." One was a baby that, like... It was just a baby.
Jeff's meeting with them all separately over Zoom after their homework's finished.
I'm like,
20
my
hours
gosh.
A week.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That was incredible.
Cool. Regis is such a funny name. Oh my God. Yeah, every time you say it, I die. Why is that name so good?
I don't know. It was the name of my kid's imaginary friend when he was three. And it's so funny.
That's perfect.
And then she had, unreal. And then Regis had a sister, and I was like, "What's Regis's sister's name?" And he was like, "Regis."
Love is not transactional. You don't have to earn their love. They're your parents. They should just love you, Beef, the way that we just love you.
Oh.
Hey, and goodness. Seb's back. I am back in. I met a dog while I was outside.
Thank you, Seb. Yes.
That kind of hangs in the air, almost like you did a double pits to chesty of Axe body spray right in that spot of cinnamon.
The double pits to chesty?
I'm going
to
say that's the second time yet you've said that on this show, at least.
It's one of my favorite things.
I don't know what it means.
I think it means where you spray it. So you double pit spray your pits and then you spray your chest.
Yeah, it was from the Axe commercials, right?
I thought it was a jump. I thought you were jumping and you.
No, it's supposed to sound like it's a jump. Like it's like a cool BMX.
Everyone who's
thing.
Listening, just Google it.
I don't know how.
Well, yeah, we can't. We're stuck in this podcast.
Oh, D12. I don't think I've ever rolled one of these. Give it a shot. Okay.
No! Don't. No.
It communicates to you
in rap.
In rap. And it puts on the hunting hat sideways. So 20 minutes later. No, okay. These babies. Hold on, there's a big car.
You want to go look at it?
I do. It sounded so big, but it was just a truck.
Oh, wow. Hold on, I want to go see this big car.
Big car, hold on.
I'm going to ask him to honk the horn for me.
I rip open the window.
I'd actually love that. Everyone's allowed to do that from now on.
I think that should do it for tonight. The guest bedroom is made up if you'd like to... Hush now. The patrols are becoming more and more frequent as of late. I don't know if you've heard, but some fool was daft enough to break into Lord Manzur's castle last Tinday. Made away with some orb of darkness or crystal helm or some other didgeridoo. Not sure what the interloper was hoping to prove with such a brazen act. All it accomplished was making the lives of us plain folk harder. I've had blade monks darkening my doorstep for inspection every morning since, as if I had... anything against the Great One. I mean, heck, I used to know him when he still went by Waleed. Would it kill those renegades to maybe do a little thinking before they... Hey, put that down. That's not for you to...
I think at some point in like a year and a half, 2 years, we have to do an episode that Jordan just replaces Ben in and we don't acknowledge it.
We don't acknowledge
There's going to be a time where Ben can't make it. We call Jordan.
It would be my honor to be your understudy.
You need to explain yourself the truth of who you are and why you just tried to do that right now.
And she backs off so you can speak.
Wait, did you say you penetrated her neck?
No.
Oh,
yeah, you shot a bolt into her neck.
No, oh, she like, so maybe I should clarify
that.
Almost like the equivalent of like someone either resting a blade against your throat or like a gun to your head. Before
I thought the same
like
thing,
a trigger,
Jordan.
A threatening.
Okay, yeah, I thought I was passing away.
You're just,
I thought she was totally shot
to the throat.
That would have been shocking.
I can give her Barrick inspiration.
Barrick inspiration?
I believe it's Barrick.
Fuck.
You got this.
So
take it from
every
the top.
Time. You're so close every
Bardic
time.
Bardic inspiration.
I think in 2015, I spent more nights in a tent at a music festival than I did under a roof. So.
Oh my gosh. Cool.
Wow. We're also impressed, Sean.
Cut that. Cut
wow.
that.
No, don't. No, we're keeping it.
Keep it. Keep it and make it loud.
And make it really loud.
Make it really loud.
My acrobatics is pretty good, actually. Let's go. Oh, God.
Elizabeth just rolled a die and missed everything.
How did that happen? I'm like in front of a whole desk and I missed it.
Excuse me, sir.
I thought you died.
Me too.
Hold on 1 second, and I go around the corner and I throw a dummy out into a pit of lions. They were there for the show.
What are you talking about?
They were there for the show.
Yeah, that happens. A dummy gets thrown to lions.
Please, Sean, let me roll for it.
No, it happens.
We agreed to let Ben do whatever he wants.
I rolled
that
a 16.
One, in the contract we signed.
It's like, oh, right.
And then whoever saw it happen believes it. Just, all right.
Stop!
He was a
looker.
Then from bottom frame, I come up and I'm wearing two pairs of thick frame glasses.
That's quite enough now. I mean, really. You can't go around taking things from other people's homes without permission. Has everyone in this whole swamp gone entirely mad? Here, take your suspiciously heavy satchel and get out! What the... What in Lord Mansour's name is that? It can't be... You're the one they've spoken of. You're the... No, hold on just 1 second. There's no need to make this any worse than it is. I opened my home to you, remember? I bear you no ill will. If you leave now, I won't report you. I can live my quiet life. And you can go die! Ha!
Fighting a sneeze.
Don't fight
Do it.
Oh, and Waleed's coughing. We're falling apart.
Yeah.
I'm farting. Oh.
Whoa. I'm sorry if I have to step off mic or if I literally sit down when I start coughing just so I don't hurt my back.
Oh my God.
How old are you? Are you 84?
Oh, this poor man.
Waleed's recording this in a hospice bed.
He's getting older and older by the minute. We have to finish this.
Right in that moment, Seb and the monkey are rolling on the ground fighting each other. And I'm going, help me! Help! Help!
They're both yelling help.
They're both yelling help.
So me fighting the monkey did no distraction at all?
It sounded like you just decided to... be fighting with a monkey.
Well, I was. I think in my mind I was doing it to help, but I probably could have communicated that better.
I think it's also fair to say that that's something that Seb would just do, that's whether fair. Or not it was helpful. And is he like hot or?
He's.
I mean, are you into that
hot.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Can I roll for hotness?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll for hotness.
Or attraction. Roll for attraction.
Yeah, can we all roll for attraction?
Yeah, we'd all like to roll for attraction.
What are we doing?
Rolling for attraction.
I got 18.
I got a 16.
I got 13, which it feels like a 13.
I got a 15.
Okay, I mean, you're all pretty attractive. You're all...
She's bored by this roll.
Oh, I got 15. I could have told you that.
I got you this, and it's this rectangular wrapped gift, and I hand it to Chalice.
Is it a coupon for sex?
No, if that's what you want, that might be better than this.
No, oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's, yeah. I'll put that on your gift list for the future, though. That's a good idea.
Uh-oh. Little Jennifer-poo is hexed up a storm. Let me try that one again. Uh-oh.
put that at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
If you're editing
pizzazz,
this one.
A little more like, yeah, like a little
you
more.
You acted like someone else wrote that for you.
Oh, I really wanted
And you really didn't
want to
say it.
Yeah. As soon as I started, I went, what are you doing, Ben?
And you ice an elevator. That should help a good deal with these mild curses. And of course, the biggest thing will be tiny
ice an elevator. I missed. What does that mean?
Yeah. So elevate her and ice.
Elevate her. I thought you said ice an elevator.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
That sounds like a teen book series. It's like sci-fi fantasy.
It's like ice or hot elevator.
I'm team elevator.
Oh, yeah, same. Big time.
We have a cat this season. What is its name?
We do have a cat.
Whoever remembers its name, I will Venmo you 10 real life dollars.
Oh my God.
There's no way I remember.
Did we give it a name?
If anyone remembers if we even named it, I will give you 10 real life dollars. Are we that irresponsible that we would beg for a cat earlier this season, not take care of it, not talk about it, and not name it?
I think
bottoms
so.
Up, gang. We would do that? I don't believe that.
Well, I just looked it up on the Discord.
You
oh,
did?
What is it?
The cat's name is Mittens, apparently.
That can't be right.
Oh, this might be... No, they're talking about somebody else's.
Yes.
Never mind.
I feel like we would have remembered.
Hilarious.
That.
Get her.
Oh, what if she like doesn't do the piggy bank thing? That's actually we could retroactively do that, and then we can keep all the breaking stuff.
Too late, Jennifer sucks and already smashed the bank. Didn't even let me talk to it, and that has happened. And I'm not gonna let you. No, I'm not gonna let you. You
it's
did that.
Such an easy
you didn't even let me
episode.
Say something nice to it. This is what Jennifer does.
No, Sean,
leave
I think he's
in.
Being fair.
That's okay. What Jennifer did. That was your choice.
That's fair.
That's who Jennifer is. Didn't even let me say goodbye.
Not as old as I look, you fuck. Utilizing Andrew's gambit, I see. Well, it'll take more than that for you to...
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons and Dragons. Damn it. Oh. I was trying to recover
it. You said
it.
Dungeons and Daddies.
Daggins.
Adventure. Sorry, just making the sounds of adventure. We can actually cut that one. Yeah, we can go ahead and cut that one.
Absolutely not.
I like this guy.
That's not
man.
Going anywhere.
I thought Seth was still so high. Seb, you okay, man?
Oh, man. I feel high all of a sudden.
Lead the way.
Right. She'll be fine. She honestly finds us. She's like a man wandering around. I'm sorry.
You know, like a man wandering.
I wanted to say something else, but then I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But that's crazy because that's beef.
Right before he drops all the food, he goes, "This is the part where the slop falls down." And he lets the slop fall into your bowls.
We just got slopped.
I feel like that's a reference, but yeah, I don't.
It is a reference.
We just got slopped.
Not that beef. That's nothing.
It's something to me, okay? Chip, are you sleepy?
Yeah, I'm sleepy, and definitely not after you guys go to sleep will I be searching for how to have sex with the ship or anything.
Well, if you find anything, let us know.
Yeah. Beef, you want to search for how to have sex with the ship with me?
Absolutely, man.
I mean, this is clearly the main point of this mission, right? Isn't this the entire... This
it's
is the episode
pretty
concept,
clear
right?
What the A-plot is, okay?
And it's just shaking the entire boat. It's just the sensation that you're having. Because it is pitch black around the boat. And it's kind of like when you play that game when you're like on a little raft or inflatable in a pool and all the other kids are trying to get you off by shaking it and hitting it and trying to flip it from underneath. It's like that, but to
Sean,
scale.
Are you okay?
But you hold on and you win the game and you say, you go, you can't get me off and we're actually playing together and this is the game that we agreed to.
Don't worry, Sean. I've played that game too before. I've played okay.
As the bully.
as the bully.
Wait, to get our bearings, we're doing perception?
Oh, yeah. To see what you see.
Yeah. My brain scrambled that.
You just came
deception.
At me, bro.
Yeah, I was like, wait, why are we doing deception? But that was my stupid. I got a 15.
That was my stupid. That was my stupid. Such a fun way of saying that. Oh, pardon me. That was my stupid.
That was my stupid.
Now, does anybody else trying to do anything?
No. How do I turn the rudder, though?
It's usually at the stern of the ship.
And what is a rudder?
The back. Go to the back.
No. Let me figure it out myself.
All right,
I'm going to go to the back.
Far less blood than I thought there'd be.
Huge thanks to George C. Owens, who played the future version of me, Sean, the guy who edited this episode. And no, not the Sean you're thinking of. I hope you all enjoyed this little look behind the curtain of Season 4 of Sitcom D&D, which proves once and for all that, yes, it's just as chaotic as you'd imagine. Big ups to you Kitchen Rats who stuck with us up to this point. We couldn't do any of this without you. And cheers to all our family and our friends.